This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
You're back with 101.9 High FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review. Welcome back to the show. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Now, I don't know about you, but certainly I like doing a bit of a walk, a bit of a hike when I get to Israel. And sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to know what to do and where, and perhaps even how to get there, which is why I brought on the next guest for our show today, who's going to be able to help us with this problem. Her name is Ronit Sleper, and she is the author of Tripping Out of Tel Aviv, Day Hikes by Public Transportation in Central Israel. Ronit, welcome to the New Blue Review. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bendy.
So first of all, it's quite a unique book. It's designed, according to the introduction, to be the kind of book where when you wake up on a Friday morning in Tel Aviv, which of course is sort of a bit of a mini Shabbat, but not quite, you can get out of your bed, get on the transport, and be back in time to put the chicken in the oven for dinner. What brought you on to have such an idea for a book like this?
Great question. So the story actually starts with my friend Moshe Chaim Palako, a very exuberant Ole from Italy. And he loves two things, in addition to many other things. One is hiking, and the other is helping friends make friends, sort of connecting people. So he had the idea that when he wants to go hiking on Friday, he would just post on Facebook where, like, what train station he was meeting at and or bus station, and then people would just come along for the hike. And he assembled quite a group. I think at this point, like 30 or 40 people are coming along on his hikes with him. And people had been telling him, Moshe, you should write a book. And I was like, Moshe, I should write your book. So I took a year off and hiked and wrote this book.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, it's interesting, the hikes that you've chosen. You know, it's not necessarily the famous hikes of Israel or the typical hikes of Israel. Often it's just a pillbox somewhere or a piece of Ottoman architecture somewhere else. They're very often fascinating, but not necessarily famous. You've almost done the off-the-beaten-track of the often-beaten-track of Israel.
Yeah, exactly. So I was focusing on hikes that you could do on Friday and be sure that you could get back in time for Shabbos with even a set of hikes that you could do on a Friday in winter, which is a very short Friday. So awesome hikes like Masada and in the Golan are not very possible on Friday, but I wanted to give people living in the city an opportunity to just open the book and know that they could follow the directions and get on a hike.
Yeah, it's and if you have a look in the book, it's very unusual. You've taken a bit of a different approach from what you might see in a bit of a hiking book, and then it's fairly short on history, but quite strong on, you know, get off in Netanya and then, you know, take the bus to Hahorev, and then, you know, you'll end up there. So you've kind of focused on the public transport aspect as opposed to sort of giving an in-depth detail about what each site is about.
That's true, and actually I've gotten some critique for that, but my approach is that sort of if you have been hiking in Israel before, you might notice that the hardest part is it says, you know, go to this intersection and then take the trail from there. And the trail is always, you know, 20 meters down and you can never find it. So my focus is getting people to the hike, getting them on the hike, getting them into nature. And then if they want the history, you know, go to Wikipedia, go to Google, look it up. I'm not going to copy it for you.
Fair enough. The information is out there. Now, you say you took off a whole year to create this book. Were you hiking all of that time, or how did that work?
Oh, okay. So there's actually more of a story there, which was before I made Aliyah, I'd read the book Startup Nation. Have you heard of it?
Of course, yes. Very famous.
Yep. So I read that, and I was like, that looks like fun. So I made Aliyah and eventually ended up at a startup where I worked for 2.5 years straight, and it was quite a trip, and then we ran out of money, and I was totally burnt out, and I said, I need to take a year off and do something fun and get out, you know, out of the office. So I took that year, and I wrote the book.
And so you did no work in that whole time? You were just hiking all of it?
I did a little freelance to pay my rent.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. and then you wrote the book. Yes. Did any of the sites surprise you? Was there anything where you were like, oh, wow, this is a place in Israel, and I didn't really know that existed?
So actually, wasn't that familiar with the area around Ramat HaNadiv, and there's the Ramat HaNadiv Gardens, and then it turns out there's these beautiful hiking trails right around it where you can really just jump right into nature after, one quick train ride. And that's become like my go-to hike when I need a break on Friday.
Yeah, I have to say, I was quite interested in the Ramat HaNadiv part of the book, because I actually went there recently myself. Mm-hmm. And it's a remarkable place. You've got Rothschilds buried there. There's vultures in a little enclosure that are being rehabilitated. It's right on the seaside. It really is a very picturesque and under-known part of Israel, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a fascinating aspect. And if you do have a chance, you should definitely go to Ramat HaNadiv. It's in a place near Zikron Yaakov, just before Haifa, and certainly a place I would certainly recommend if anybody was going there. I mean, while you were hiking, did you do it by yourself? Did you take friends? What was the methodology like?
So most of them I did by myself, which else I wanted to show in the book that you could do these alone. And sometimes I brought friends from Tel Aviv.
And did you ever get lost? Were there any sort of any hair-raising moments in writing the book?
Lost, yes, but you're in central Israel, so you can always find civilization relatively quickly.
So that really wasn't too much of an issue.
I'd say go for it and explore. You can't get too lost.
I suppose that is one way of doing it. Another thing that struck me in the book, just of places, was Ramle. Not a place that I think a lot of people necessarily know. It has an underwater cave. What's all that all about?
Yeah, it's not Ramla. It's not Ramallah.
It's not Ramallah. Yeah, that's quite important. Can't get to Ramallah and back on a Friday afternoon.
Right, so once they realize that, they're more likely to do a hike. But it's a fun urban hike with these, like, underground pools and Ottoman tower and great souk. It's like a great place to just grab a bunch of friends and go.
And talking of your friends, I mean, were they very supportive of this project? Did they think you were a little bit nuts? What was your general friend circle's reaction to doing a book such as this?
They were very supportive when I dragged them on hikes on Friday. They appreciated the motivation. And so I did to raise money to actually do the printing for the book, I did a Kickstarter. Are you familiar with the crowdsourcing platform?
So give us a bit of a sense about how that process worked, because I think it's something newer in South Africa. I don't know if you've ever been an author before, but it's quite unusual to do a Kickstarter right off the bat. So maybe explain that to us, how you went about fundraising for it.
Sure. So I'd actually written most of the book already, and then the Kickstarter was for getting the money for doing the printing itself. So Kickstarter is you set a bar that you need, say $2,500, and everyone basically does a pre-order, sort of promising X amount of money, and then we'll get the book, and the idea is they'll get it at a slightly lower cost. And then Moshe jumped in at this point, the original hiker, and sort of blasted social media, and we got tons and tons of our friends to support us and make this happen. And it's been a lot of fun now, because it's meet friends, and they were like, I was supported you at your Kickstarter, and here's the book, and I've been hiking with it, which is very gratifying.
So how many did you manage to sell off your first print run then, or your pre-orders?
Pre-order was, I think, a little over 200. So we hit our bar.
Okay, so you had pre-ordered 200. And then since then, how have you distributed it? Have you had, is there a bookshop culture or a hiking culture where you can sell them? How do you get it out to the general public?
That's been a little hard because I'm trying to target, like, the Olim English speakers. So some sales on websites driven through Facebook ads. Word of mouth. And I did actually, in the end, sort of get a distributor to get it into Stamatsky and Somet Sfarim and a couple bookstores that I went to by hand, the House Visitor Center and places like that. And everyone's been very supportive getting the book into those stores.
And what has been the reaction of people to the book? You mentioned a little bit about the historical aspect, but have people found the book useful? Has there been a good reaction in general to it?
a lot of the reaction I get is, you wrote this book exactly for me. This is exactly what I needed. I also sold at my favorite line, though, was I sold at a retiree event. And the line I got was, if I still had hips and knees, I would totally buy this book.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's an endorsement of a kind. Can you maybe talk to us a little bit about the hiking culture in Israel? Because it's almost bound up with a bunch of other Israeli institutions, you know, with Hummus and Bluntstones and even Poikikosses. When I've been in Israel, I've seen people with Poikikosses. It really is a big part of how Israelis live, the idea of hiking and hiking the land.
Yeah, and that's sort of bound up with the history of the country, the early Tzofim and guards that if you sort of got to know the land, you were part of the land. And so nowadays the version is, like, Friday I call it is hiking day when everyone just goes hiking. Myself, I'm kind of thinking I might do Yam Liyam on Sukkot, which is the hike from the Mediterranean to the Kinneret. And a lot of people do, of course, the Israel Trail from north to south or south to north.
Right. So that covers that, so you can do sea to sea or either the whole length of the country. How long do those take?
I've never done the full Israel Trail. I think it's about 2 months. Yam Liyam can be from sort of 3 to 5 days. It's good for Chol Hamoed.
Sure, it's a perfect timing, actually, for that. Now, something that people worry about if they're hiking in South Africa or perhaps Australia, other parts of the world, snakes, scorpions, big, hairy, scary things, is that an issue in Israel?
There's not so many big predators anymore. So I've always felt perfectly safe even hiking alone.
And snakes?
Snakes don't step on them, and they won't step on you. But not such a big problem. Scorpions, avoid them.
So, did you run into any in the making of the book?
Did I run into any? I ran into a small turtle once.
A small turtle?
Not dangerous. Yeah, no, nothing dangerous.
Nothing. Okay, so the turtle, you don't have to worry too much about.
No.
Okay, that's good to know. And other tips for hiking in Israel? I mean, is there a time of year? I can't imagine that unless you do it very early, that this time of year is great for hiking. But I'm happy to be proven wrong. It's so hot.
Yeah, so when I need to hike, I'll go out there no matter the weather. But generally, you want to avoid July and August. Around Sukkot, hiking really starts to pick up. And just carry a lot of water.
Yeah, that's an old Israeli guiding thing. Drink the water. Worth taking advice on. Ronit, if people want to get hold of the book, maybe you're a youth movement or you're just someone who's going to be going to Israel and wants to do something different that's literally not on the normal guiding trail, how can they get hold of it?
The book is for sale at trippingoutoftelaviv.com. And also, you can find it at Stamatsky, Tzomet Sfarim, and a couple of the private bookstores. You can also just email me from the website, and I'll get one to you on my bike.
Okay, very good. So if you want to get hold of the book, you can check it out. It is called Tripping Out of Tel Aviv, Day Hikes by Public Transportation in Central Israel. Thank you to Kaylee Tolpert, who not only helped introduce me to Ronit, but also actually gave me a copy of her book. Ronit, you may have to replace one with her. But yeah, if you want to have a look, you can get it www.trippingoutoftelaviv.com, and all the details are there for all of your hikes with kids, and if you have kids or youth movements or anyone who just really want to get a different side of Israel, it really is a remarkable book. Ronit, thank you so much for joining us on the New Blue Review, and I hope that you'll be writing many more books in the future.
Thank you so much.